You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
Oi, hey!
Oi, yay, yay!
Hello, Alice, how are you this morning?
I am so tired.
I'm not surprised to hear that, because you had the last ever snort.
I know, the snort marathon, which was on Saturday. We kicked off at 12 p.m. and then we went through to 11 p.m. at night and then partied on to the very
Amazing.
Early hours. It was such, it was such a great send-off for the company. It was so fabulous. The audiences were absolutely litty. Honestly, a 1 p.m. show felt like late night comedy, and yeah, everyone yeah. was stone cold sober because the bar didn't open until 2 p.m. So it was wholesome. We had some laughs. There were lots of moments where people were sort of in the team were just sort of crying between warming up between shows and hugging. Rose Mutafeo came over from the UK, which was fucking
so special.
Awesome. Yeah, so
that's
that was
so
great.
Special.
And yeah,
how many years has Snort done?
10 years.
Wow,
and it was a sort of the decision for the company to choose to kind of close was like, well, we could just kind of keep going and be like those sort of cringy 50-year-olds in their chucks and matching t-shirts playing to 18-year-olds. It just felt wrong. Also, like, we don't want to be gatekeepers to new generations of improvisers and comedians coming through, and there is some incredible talent coming through. So we're like, let's close it there. You'll still see Snorties playing on Friday with Bull Hard Rush.
Out.
Actually, Bull Rush is coming in. Improv company going to come in and take the Friday night spot.
Fantastic.
Yeah, and other iterations of improv and comedy and all sorts of things at the basement. So
that is so cool, and what an amazing community to be able to celebrate with the community
I
as
know.
Well.
I know.
Totally.
Chris Parker played every single show. Classic.
Oh my god!
You'd think that by about show 5 or 6 he would have like started to wind down, but no, he just got louder and bigger.
Once a theatre kid, always a theatre kid.
Oh, he was thriving. He was living his best life. Yeah.
Oh dear. Hey, we're not alone. In the studio, we are joined by Simon Leary this morning to talk about Heartbreak Hotel. Kia ora, Simon, how are you?
Kia ora, how are you going?
Very well, thank you. Nice to have you on the show. Nice to talk about your theatre.
Yes, we're
talking. Lovely to be here.
And we're talking about Heartbreak Hotel, which, Simon, I believe you are starring in a multi role in this new work by Eleanor Bishop and Karen McCracken, which sort of investigates the notion of heartbreak.
That's right.
Yeah, so Simon, tell us a little about like Heartbreak Hotel. What's the sort of the seed of the idea that you guys are looking at?
I suppose comes from a real place in all of us that anyone that's experienced kind of heartbreak would relate to. I think it came from Karen McCracken's sort of thinking about a show and something that she doesn't see very often, which is, of course, like, you know, there's so many plays about love and finding love and... yeah, not a huge amount of content on what happens when we get into that state of like the person that maybe we thought we were going to be with forever, suddenly they're gone. And yeah, they can take the form of grief or you know, like grieving a dead person, or yeah, mostly in this one it's about romantic love. Yeah, but oh man, Karen just has framed it in a way where it's hilarious. It has a really scientific approach as well. Like, she's got these segments where she's really looking at what's going on in your body in certain times, like the moment of breakup, the fight or flight response that the body goes into, and dissects that. Yeah, she's got lots of songs, lots of mini scenes. Those are the ones you're alluding to with me playing multi characters. you know, there's a lot in there.
So, and this is because this is the thing for anyone who's seen Karen and Eleanor's work. They did Yes, 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 which was that fabulous work that looks at consent, Body Double a few years ago, Auckland Arts Festival, and also their work has a very distinct flavour or a style. Simon, could you kind of describe for people who maybe haven't experienced the Eleanor Bishop, Karen McCracken sort of collab, what is it like to watch that kind of theatre?
Yeah, sure. I mean, it's a tricky one to describe because you go like, oh, we get rid of the fourth wall or ignore the fourth wall. Everyone goes, oh God, they're going to be like talking to me and getting me to participate. But man, yeah, Karen, she's just got... there's like this weird blend of like stand-up comedian, TED Talk lecturer, fantastic actor, where you're with her. She might be in the middle of a scene. We might be, I don't know, screaming at each other or crying or doing some awkward first date scene, and then she'll like head over to the synthesizer. I'll get back to that in a second. but yeah, and then just like just have a chat with the audience. Okay, so what's going on here? Yeah, they've got this blend of technology in all of their shows often, and yeah, a lot of direct address, and yeah, but I think this is this one they were most interested about, and that there's a lot of theatre in there. Like quite often, we'll just rip into actual scenes between couples, first dates, doctors,
All the good stuff. Now, I see you've got Ihir Butler, a sound designer. Everyone knows the illustrious work of Ihir, who is just a phenomenal musician, soundscape artist.
We're so lucky. Yeah. Apparently, he's like, I'll do maybe one show a year, and we happen to get him for this
score.
One.
What an absolute bloody score. Is there music? Yeah. Is there singing? Talk to us about the synthesizer.
Because of the idea of heartbreak, and you know, you might guess from the title, Heartbreak Hotel, Karen was very interested in the idea of like everyone's got their kind of breakup album. You get very invested in music when you know your heart doesn't quite know what to do. Sometimes you want to scream, sometimes you want to cry. You know, you just want to listen to the saddest thing possible, or something uplifting, So constantly, as sort of touchstones throughout the show, she'll just like hop on the synthesizer, which
Amazing.
She learned for this show. She could do
powerful
musicals. Like her voice is incredible.
Yes.
So it's really nice for her to show that off. But also the synthesizer does have an auto-tune as well, so she may be leaning on that.
What I want to know, Simon, is this a show that you could go to if you are currently in the throes of heartbreak? Because I've got a few friends who might be, there's a lot of people in the season of it at the moment. I feel like there's a few friends I could direction this way, but is it too raw? What's the audience vibe for that?
I would say bring everybody to my show. So I'd say like
you egocentric, mate.
Exactly. I know I would have liked to have gone if I'd just gone through a breakup. Mm-hmm. I may be bawling by the end of it, but like it's done in such a raw / gentle way if possible, where it's really so cathartic. You go like when they had me for their first read through, they just like, we just want to hear this thing out loud, see if it's got any legs. And, last year we finished a read through, and they sort of started whipping straight into notes, and we're like, okay, so what about this scene? Do we need that scene? And then they turned to me and like, give me a minute. Like,
just need to do some processing.
Leaking. It's so good. I found it cathartic. You know, I was crying, grieving over a relationship from 5 years ago. I didn't know I was still sore about. But yeah, to be able to, I don't know. That's one of the great things about theatre, right? Just feeling like you're represented on stage when you know, in some ways, the relationship she discusses in this thing is deeply personal to the main character. But then you just can't help but watch it and go, this show is about me.
It's all about me.
It's kind of like taking listening to the breakup album to the next level by going to the breakup show, the theatre show.
And then go full immersive, just lean in.
Absolutely. And look, at the moment, there's a lot to grieve for in the world, so whether that's heartbreak, whether that's other things, I genuinely look, if you can go to a Karen McCracken, Eleanor Bishop show, you must go. Every way that Simon has described, and also Simon as a performer, is absolutely magnetic. I've had the pleasure of knowing Simon for years, since back in the day, and is truly a magnetic performer. So Heartbreak Hotel, opening at Q Theatre next Tuesday, running for the week. You've got to get along to see it because I think it's only playing for the week. It's done seasons, if I'm not mistaken, at, you guys were at Hawke's Bay Arts Festival?
That's right. Yeah, yep. that was our premiere season, and Auckland will be the first one to see it afterwards.
Gorgeous.
And that just went off. Yeah.
We love. It's a Q Theatre, so pop onto qtheatre.co.nz to grab your tickets. Simon, I can't wait to see you up in Auckland. Now, I understand you're in Wellington.
It's going to be nice.
Yes, come up here.
Yes,
the weather's lovely.
Right. Yep. Will I see you opening night? Or
I will be there on opening night with bells on, so anyone else wants to come and hang out, you can come and hang out with me, as all per right. usual.
Excellent.
Well, hopefully you've recovered from snort.
Yeah. Hey, thank you, Simon. We'll see you in the theatre. Thank you, Alice. We'll see you next week.
Kakite.
Bye-bye.
That was Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.